Good morning, Faith Cumberland Presbyterian Church in America. This is Pastor Tony, trusting in the mercies of the Father to keep us strong in faith and His Word enlivening our hearts, that we may be a living testimony to the God of our salvation. Father God, the Lord of all life, here we are to humble ourselves in your holy presence. You have granted us mercy, and still we seek continued mercy. You granted us refuge in the time of trouble. You comfort us whenever despair consumes us. You remind us that you are with us when we are confused. You replace our sadness with the joy of the Lord. Oh God, you lead us when we can't see clearly the road just ahead. You send your holy angels to move obstacles from our path and shield us from wicked forces oppressing us. Your Holy Spirit inspires us, oh God, that we may praise and worship our Savior. Give us strength to worship in spite of the trials we must grapple with each day. We glorify you, Heavenly Father. Help us, O God, to live obediently. You promised to never leave us alone. On every hand we are tempted. On every hand we are afflicted. Teach us to use our godly armor. For every day we are hounded by spiritual wicked forces. Give us the willingness to yield to the conviction of your Holy Spirit, that we may not knowingly give our minds and hearts to the whims of the devil. O God, purify our thoughts. Teach us to dwell on the truth of Jesus in all things. May honesty be the driving force in our dealings with one another. O God, we must confess our many sins. Renew in us the desire, strength, and power to live obediently. We confess to being turned by worldly distractions. Help us to fight temptations that we may stay pure in mind, soul, and body. Help us, O God, to keep our mind on Jesus and not give the devil opportunity to dominate us. Forgive us, O God, when we permit fear, pride, anger, and lust to control us. Remove from our midst the spirit of unforgiveness. O God, thank you for Jesus. We know what it cost you to redeem us. You gave us your only Son. Jesus took upon himself human flesh and became one of us to reconcile us to our Heavenly Father. In Jesus, we know deliverance is ours. We know pain, sorrow, and death will soon be no more. In Jesus, we are conquerors over the devil and sin. O God, we are grateful to know Jesus, who is not ashamed to call us his brethren. Help us to live in a manner worthy of the Lord. Let us not forget, O God, how Jesus suffered. Jesus willingly suffered humiliation that we might be the holy children of the Father. O God, there are still so many that are lost and not in the family of God. Send us, O God, as holy vessels into the world to pull lost sinners out of the fire of wrath and judgment. O God, Look on Faith Cumberland with holy favor and all our churches in our denomination. May we be the church you called us to be in these terrible times. May your prophets in the earth proclaim the unadulterated word of God. Shower on us, O God, healing, peace, and comfort. May unity and loving kindness rule in our families. May the spirit of worship and praise speak for our gratefulness of being saved by heaven's King, Savior, and Lord. O God, look on our nation with divine favor. May order, unity, and godliness prevail in our leadership. Unify, O God, our divided nation. Pour special blessings on the bereaved, O God. Comfort them with your holy presence. May their grief yield to praise for the gift of life. Touch the sick who are suffering pestilence and medical ailments. You only need to speak, O God, and these will recover. Thank you, O God, for the COVID-19 vaccine. Provide to us the spiritual vaccine that will heal our land from ungodliness. Now, Father God, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable to you, O God. In Jesus' name, amen.